The next patient is Gerald Davis. The last name is D-A-V-I-S. First name, Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The latest laboratory workup that was done the 23rd of March of 2023, the patient has his serum creatinine that is 1.1 and a BUN of 29 with an estimated GFR that is 60.3 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. In the urinalysis, the sediment is 5 to 10 white blood cells, negative for bacteria. There is no evidence of RBCs. The nitrate is negative, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits. Number two, arterial hypertension. This is a blood pressure that has been under control. The blood pressure reading today 150 over 75. Period. I have to point out that the patient has been under a lot of stress because he lost her spouse. His spouse. Like 3 months ago. Following number, the patient is followed by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, at the Cancer Center because of the anemia. He receives iron infusions as well as the administration of Procrit on regular basis. The patient has not been there recently, but he is urged to continue the follow-up. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient continues to take Pravacol 40 milligrams every day. Following number, BPH that is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. He has left anterior fascicular block and aortic wall regurgitation. He is followed by cardiologist. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that is without any symptoms. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested a 7-minute review in the lab, 14 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation. Yeah.